Department stores continue to struggle, and it ain't pretty. It's the Business News Hour for Wednesday, the 22nd day of May. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again. While some retail numbers are horrible, Target beat expectations. Lowe's disappoints while Home Depot surges. Good news for Apple fans as new adjustments to the computer lines are coming up. Tesla has slashed prices on some of its models. Student debt in the economy. It's a report that might surprise you and give you something else to worry about. Depending on how wealthy you are, might mean that you'll have extra time for your SAT. Those stories and a conversation with 2020 hopeful Marianne Williamson. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Aurion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
And thank you, Hunter Pease. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Want to catch up with us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me on Twitter at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, yesterday there was a bunch of quarterly reports out from department store chains, and the numbers indicate that these retail giants still can't find a way to entice shoppers into their stores. The numbers would indicate shoppers are going online or heading directly to brand name stores like Nike and Kate Spade, skipping that mall trip. Nordstrom's, Kohl's, and JCPenney all had downbeat quarterly reports. That caused Nordstrom shares to tank by more than 11%. Kohl's was off by 12%, and Penny was down by 7%. Now here's how bad it was for Nordstrom. Analysts were expecting adjusted gross earnings to come in at 43 cents a share, but the company reported, get this, 23 cents a share. Well off the mark. Meanwhile, Penny's net loss nearly doubled during its fiscal first quarter, and Kohl's missed same-store sales expectations for the first time in 2 years. And all of this is going on as consumers seem to be more in the mood to purchase more stuff. Today, we learned that Target's same-store sales for the first quarter beat Wall Street estimates, benefiting from higher online sales and an increase in shoppers at its stores. That sent the company's shares up in early morning trading. Comparable store sales rose by 4.8%, beating estimates from analysts. The company's net earnings rose $1.53 a share in the first quarter from $1.33 per share last year. So what's going on? Well, it would seem that shoppers are having a positive reaction to the multi-million dollar makeover being done at Target and rewarding the company for their fast fashion success. More retail news. Lowe's posted mixed results today, and that came on the heels of their Monday announcement of acquiring the retail analytics platform from Boomerang Commerce, with hopes that infusing technology into its core retail business will help bolster data-driven pricing and merchandising. Lowe's lower results came just a day after the leader in the sector, Home Depot, reported better than expected first quarter earnings. Home Depot's strong results came despite the second wettest February weather in U.S. history and a deflation in lumber costs. Over the past several years, Apple has had to contend with complaints about sticky keys and keyboards that misfire. Yesterday, Apple announced updates to its keyboard and keyboard replacement program. In addition, the company unveiled a slight update to its MacBook Pro lineup. The 15 and 13-inch computers will roll out with Intel's faster 8th and 9th generation core processors, including an 8-core variant, the first time such a powerful processor has appeared in Apple's MacBook Pro. The result? Much faster computing needs. Thank you very much. Tesla is lowering the price of its two most expensive models by $2,000 to $3,000, not including tax credits. The company's stock is at its lowest point since late 2016, after several Wall Street analysts questioned its growth prospects and cited slowing customer demand for its cars. Tesla lost $700 million in the first quarter, but CEO Elon Musk vows a return to profitability by the third quarter. The company cut $3,000 from the one price of the Model S sedan and $2,000 from the Model X SUV. The Model S now starts, get this, at $71,250, while the X starts at $71,950. The prices, by the way, don't include federal and state tax credits for electric vehicle purchases. Break out the checkbook, right? Well, just in case you've run out of things to worry about, there's an economic disaster point looming in plain sight. The threat? Increased default numbers on student loans. Currently, there is $1.56 trillion in outstanding student loan debt owed by Americans, and the default rate is rising. Currently, the default rate for students who have graduated or left school is at 10.8%. However, that's the average for the United States. Some states have considerably higher rates. So here are the top 10 default states in the nation. West Virginia tops the list at 17.7%, then comes New Mexico at over 16%, Nevada 15.3%, Kentucky 14.3%, Indiana just a shade over 14%, Mississippi at 14.1%, Arizona 13.1%, Alabama 12.9%, South Dakota 12.9%, and Oregon rounds out the top 10 worst states at 12.8% of default rates. Meanwhile, here are the states where the default rate is the lowest in the nation. Vermont comes in at 5.9%, Massachusetts also, North Dakota 6.2%, Rhode Island 6.5%, South Carolina 7%, Nebraska 7.9%, Minnesota defaults at a rate of 8.1%, Utah 8.3%, District of Columbia 8.5%, and New York also at 8.5%. And there's more. In the past 2 years, the total dollar volume of federal student loans in default is $135 billion, which is a 36% increase since October of 2016. Total number of borrowers in default? Here's the number, 7.1 million, which is a 14.5% increase. Like I said, just in case you've run out of stuff to worry about. Well, how much time you have to take the SAT might very well depend on how affluent your high school is. According to federal data, the number of public school students getting special allowances for test taking, such as extra time, has surged in recent years. The Wall Street Journal analysis of data from 9,000 public schools show that students in affluent areas are more likely than students elsewhere to get the fastest growing type of these special allowances, known as 504 designations. The 504 designation is meant to give students who have difficulties, such as anxiety or HDAD, a chance to handle the stress of schoolwork at their own pace and level the playing field. So it often lets them have a separate room for test taking and more time to take it. The journal analysis shows that at public schools in wealthier areas where no more than 10% of students are eligible for free or reduced cost school lunches, an average of 4.2 students have special test-taking allowances, like extra time. Only 1.6% of students have those designations at public schools in poorer areas, defined as those where 75% or more students are eligible for free and reduced lunch costs. The special allowances don't apply specifically to college entrance exams, but they do apply to all tests the students take while in school. The effect, however, is to make these students much more likely to receive extra time or additional special accommodation when they take an exam to get into college. Coming up, and just a click away, you're going to meet Marianne Williamson. She's an author and 2020 presidential hopeful, and a really passionate discussion she'll have about the economy, families, and more. Marianne Williamson coming up next here on the Business News Hour.